I want to take you to Psalm 91. It's a pretty popular psalm because it's a psalm of God's protection. But it speaks of a much bigger picture of the protection we have in Christ. I'd like to read to you a couple of verses first, and then let's delve in for our devotion. I hope you've prepared your communion elements for Passover Friday on the 2nd of April. We're going to share it together, whether you're in a building somewhere or online somewhere in the world. So let's read Psalm 91. It says this from verse 1. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. Verse 4 says, He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge, for His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart, and you will not fear the terror of night nor the arrow that fires by day. It goes on. It's absolutely worth reading. All these psalms we've covered this week, Psalm 139, 121, and now 91. You should read the whole psalm. Awesome. But this has a tremendous focus on the protection of God that comes from living our spiritual lives embedded in Christ. And I wanted to take you through three words used in this psalm that remind us of what the cross has done for us. And perhaps renewing our memory renews also our appreciation for those values. The first is the term shelter. You know, shelter is a place you go to in a storm. Shelter is a place you go to when everything else is lost, but you can have the safety of life. A roof over your head, they say, a good meal, shelter. The Lord is our shelter. That no matter what happens out there in life, in the decisions we have to make and the consequences of those decisions, where we've been victims of other people's decisions or we've made foolish decisions of our own, there is a refuge, a shelter in Christ Jesus. I love that I can retreat back home. I can rebuild, refresh, and have a roof over my head in a storm. I'm grateful for the shelter that the cross provides. The second is the term, the shadow of the Almighty. Now, the shadow of the cross is a really powerful thing. It echoes an idea, the really incredible little miracles that took place in the book of Acts, that when the apostle Peter walked past some people, his very shadow healed the sick. I think about the shadow of the cross, and it heals my heart and it heals the world. I'm grateful that if I stay under the shadow of the cross, I experience the miraculous healing power of God that is able to renew and restore. So that the shadow represents renewing and restoring and healing. And finally, the idea of a shield, that the Lord is my shield against the fiery darts. And those of you who know Ephesians 6 will know the connection straight away, that we should put on the whole armor of God and hold up as our shield of faith, so that we can quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. And then the Bible says, and having done all of that, we still stand. I'm so grateful that the cross is my shield, a protection against the enemy's onslaughts, that no matter what has come my way, I've been shielded from so much more. I have a shadow under which I can be healed for anything that made its way through. And I have a shelter that I can take refuge in. And I'm deeply grateful that no matter what happens in life, the Lord meets those three requirements, those three characteristics of my journey. So when I break bread, I think about that. I'm part of one body. I participate in the healing of a shed blood. And there is a cross on a hill whose shadow I can sit under. Thank you, Lord. It's like a moment to pray. And I want to encourage you to prepare yourself for Passover weekend. I'm going to go live online devotions next week so that we can build up towards Friday and Sunday together. Looking forward to doing that. Let's pray. So, Lord, we thank you for the bread and the wine. We thank you for a hill and a cross. We thank you, Lord, that you are our shelter.